This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The long-awaited change that everybody's been looking for. Shane Bowen finally out for the Giants.
I really can't think of, I'm sure there may have been one that I'm just mentally omitting. Has there ever been such a calling for somebody to get fired where it just didn't happen for like as long as it didn't happen for? I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm just, again, just kind of glossing over something that's fairly recent, whatever. Point is, it had to happen. I am looking forward to hearing from Stearns. It's a big, big trade. It's a big, big moment for the Mets organization. So we'll play some of that back, as Sal said. But pertaining to the Giants, the DC was not going to be back next year. Everybody on the planet knows that. And I do give Kafka credit for, you know, rather than caving into the masses with the pitchforks and whacking them right away, I think he did what a smart adult does. He walks into a situation, he evaluates it for himself, and then he makes a decision.
WFAN NFL football powered by Verizon. Get your local Verizon store today. So Stearns is addressing the media right now. Here's the first cut for you. Stearns talking about saying goodbye to a beloved Met and Brandon Nimmo.
Hi, everyone. Thanks a lot for hopping on. I'll start by just thanking Brandon and his family for an incredible career with the Mets. You know, from the moment the Mets drafted Brandon, he did everything right here. He represented the organization exceptionally well on and off the field. And really was a great Met. You know, we wish Brandon and his entire family nothing but the best as they embark on the next phase of Brandon's career with the Texas Rangers. We're also really excited to add Marcus Semien to our organization. Marcus brings an elite level of defense. He's one of the best defensive infielders in baseball and has been for a number of years. He's a winner. He brings a winning drive and determination that we think is going to fit well in our clubhouse. And he balances our lineup from the right side, which is something we were seeking to do. So very happy to be able to bring Marcus in. And beyond the immediate player return part of this deal, we think this opens up possibilities and flexibility for us going forward, both from a near-term perspective and also allowing space for a number of very young outfielders who are coming, who are talented and will deserve spots at the major league level and to play at the major league level. And this transaction also provides room for that to happen as we move forward. So these are always tough decisions. This was not easy. Everyone here thinks very highly of Brandon, but in order to create the type of sustainable championship caliber play that we seek to have here, at times these types of decisions are necessary.
Amen.
Perfect.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Perfect.
I mean, God bless. Really.
He did the right thing. You know, he spoke from the heart right away about Brandon and the Nimmo family. You know, and I'm just looking at this, like, Mets games played all time. Obviously, they don't have the history of some of the other teams that have been around forever. They were born in the early 60s, as you know. But, you know, like, think about some of these names, right? Whether it's Backman, whether it's Todd Hundley, whether it's Beltran, whether it's Keith, whether it's Wayne Garrett, if you're old enough, Murph, Ordonez, who you love, Rusty, yeah. Staub, Piazza. Brandon Nimmo played more games than Mazzilli, who came up, Brooklyn-born, was with the Mets as a kid. Nimmo played more games with the Mets than all those people that I just mentioned. Like, you know, he's played a lot of games here. And I was looking, I was geeking out for a second, but I went to his Baseball Cube page, which gives you all the minor league stats, too. Like, the amount of time from 2011 to 2025 to be part of the Mets family, you know, you don't take it lightly. But the objective is to win, and the money part of that from Stearns was, now it opens up possibilities for us to do other things.
Yeah, there are four or five different things that this one move does. Open up the outfield for whether the young kids finding a space, potential free agent or trade, making them better defensively, right-handed, which I'm not going to go nuts about yet because they still have to build out a team, but they were looking to get more right-handed with the, you know, the bunch of infielders, a lot of them lefties. I mean, the guy's a winner, as he said with Simeon, great elite defensive player. This is a home run for the Mets. Let go of the emotions and get involved in what should be a better ball club now. All right, here's more from David Stearns.
Can you just walk us through the timeline of how this came about from conception, like whose idea it was at first, and all the way through to, I'd be curious to hear about your thoughts presenting it to Nimmo, who obviously had to clear it.
Yeah, this is something that really probably gained steam last week after the GM meetings. I think throughout the offseason, Texas had looked at Nimmo as a very attractive fit for them, and we had looked at Simeon as a potentially really good fit for us, but we didn't really line up and really start making progress on this, I think, towards the tail end of the GM meetings into last week. These are difficult deals to put together. You're talking about two very established players. You're talking about two players who are embedded in their organizations, who have had success there. And clearly in Brandon's case, you're talking about a player with no trade protection. I'm going to keep the specifics of the conversation with Brandon, I think, between the two of us. But Brandon's a pro. He's the ultimate pro. He was very respectful. Considerate and considered, I think, throughout this process. He took time to digest everything, took time to speak with his representation, took time to speak with his family to determine what was best. And ultimately, he decided to accept the trade.
Brandon was obviously a, you know, not just a longtime player here, but a fan favorite. You've alluded to this a couple of times already, but to what extent or how much do you weigh those sorts of things versus just a pure baseball decision in these matters?
Yeah, it was something we had to think about, no question, both in terms of fan reality and the fan relationship with Brandon, but also we have real relationships with Brandon and our players have real relationships with Brandon. Coaches do, front office does. And so that is a part of this, and that certainly makes decisions like this a little bit more challenging than they otherwise would be. But at the end of the day, I still felt like this was the right decision for the organization.
Yeah, and it is. And anybody can make the easy decisions. Oh, we'll go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Sign Bellinger, go sign Soto.
Yeah, trade for Scooble.
These are the decisions that separate the men from the boys. And David Stern showing the ability to separate from a great guy in Brandon Immel. It's okay to say, hey, you're a great person, high character individual, done a lot of good for this organization. Also, we believe we could be a better team without you here. There's no harm in that.
It's the reality of life pertaining to everything. You know, it's funny. The question was really good. It was something that I would have really liked to hear an honest answer for. Now, that's not a knock at Stearns. You're not going to be as forthright as we would like you to. And what I mean by that is, you know, he said, well, you know, Texas liked Nimmo and we had interest in Simeon. I get that. Clearly, you guys consummated a trade. Who approached whom first? I just for myself, I would like to know.
He said
it came up at the winter meetings.
Well, he said Texas showed some interest.
Yeah, and but then he said we also had interest in Simeon. Yeah. So to me, I took that as almost like, well, being a little evasive, which by the way is smart to do. You don't need to get into the semantics and tell us what exactly happened. Well, the only reason I asked that though is because now Nimmo seemed to handle this very well. But what if Nimmo turned it down? And what if he turned it down and that story gets out, which you know at some point it would have. You would have had a mess on your hands.
Yeah, I wonder what you do in that spot.
I don't know. And then you have to find a different suitor or you've got to do something to try to make amends with that. And that's the risk of business. But it's also the Mets knowing Nimmo, knowing his personality, knowing he wouldn't cause a big stink, even if he opposed it and wasn't going to contractually give them or relinquish the, you know, the no trade thing. Their instincts were rewarded. And I also think, and you know, sometimes you can tell when it's time for change, and maybe the Mets felt like from Nimmo's point of view, not just theirs, to build a better team, but maybe they thought, hey, maybe it's time that he kind of wants out as well for maybe some signs that we didn't see behind closed doors.
Let's listen to more from David Stearns on trading Brandon Nimmo.
Hey, David, just when you talk about wanting to give young players a chance to play and have those avenues opened up, how do you kind of square acquiring a 35-year-old at a position where you have these young players who are available and who are maybe, if not already ready to contribute, a year or so away from doing so?
Simple. He's better. Yeah,
I think the good thing about the players who maybe have played second base for us over the past couple of years who are a little bit younger or who may be coming or infielders, there's a ton of positional versatility with all of them. So whether that's Acuna or Jet Williams or Ronnie Mauricio, we have a high degree of confidence that all of these guys can play multiple positions and can play them at a high level. And so we don't look at the Simeon acquisition as necessarily blocking anyone from continuing their progression.
And just how much did you, wanting to change the clubhouse dynamics, did that play a role into this trade at all?
I don't know if it's necessarily wanting to change the clubhouse dynamics. I think it's a recognition that what we did last year wasn't good enough. And running back the exact same group wasn't the right thing to do. And so as we went into this, we believed and still believe that we have to be open to anything, that we shouldn't be in a spot to take anything off the table. And ultimately, if we're able to put transactions together that we think makes sense for the team, both now and in the future, that we have to consider them regardless of what names may be involved.
Hey, David, just Simeon is obviously coming off of a down year at the plate. Given his age, it points to an obvious decline. Just what makes you believe that he can rebound offensively?
Yeah, I think there's still some underlying aspects of what he does that are encouraging for us offensively. I also think it's notable that this is a player that can contribute to winning baseball in a variety of different ways. And the bat may not actually lead the way at this point in his career. We think there's likely some bounce back in his offensive profile and his offensive game. But what we're counting on at the top of his skill set is the contributions he can make for us defensively, how he can perform on the bases. And we think those are going to help us win games.
Yeah, and then you have alluded to it a little bit. What are those intangibles from Semien in terms of winning drive, leadership, his high character? What did you like there about him?
I think as we really began to dig in on who this person was, talk to his former teammates, former coaches, people who have been around him, this is someone who takes his craft incredibly seriously. Someone who does everything he can on a regular basis to get in the lineup, to perform at a high level. Practices hard and holds those expectations of his teammates as well. And I think that's going to fit in very well for our group.
And that is why you make this trade. And that is why David Stearns had so much success in Milwaukee. Look at the Brewers team. Look at how those guys play the game. This is not a knock on Nimmo or anybody else that's been here before. Stearns has yet to really put his fingerprints on this team. It's hard to do that as a GM or president in just two plus seasons. And now this offseason, maybe the most pivotal in his tenure with the Mets here, they're going to have success. He's finally going to have a chance to clean up some of the moves that were made before he got here.
Yep.
And put his imprint on this team with guys like that. Tyrone Taylor, one of the players that he brought in. And at the time, he was an afterthought because it was all about Hauser. Adrian Hauser was the pitcher that they brought back.
Look at the way
Tyrone Taylor plays. He's not the highest level of skill, but he's a ball player, a dirt dog, a guy who's going to wreck his body to make an out, to catch the ball in center field, a grinder, a gamer. That's what you're getting with Semien, obviously a guy who's getting older and maybe on the decline offensively, but those type of players, BT, you talk about this all the time, help you win games in more ways than just putting the bat on the ball.
It's one of the many reasons why I like this move here for the Mets. And I thought Stearns was, that was a very honest assessment of where Semien is right now. He even said, hey, listen, at this point, his bat's probably not going to play the way it once did. You know, his bat's probably behind some of the other things that he's going to bring to the table. And we know what that is. That's, you know, speed and defense and, you know, keeping the ball in the infield when you're up a run, turn two, making the plays, making the throws, pop-ups down the right field line, helping Pete out, who's not very quick, and Pete's back going to get them, and Soto's not a burner out there either. Those little shallow bloops, trust me, you guys are going to love Semien once you get over the Nimmo thing. And the other thing, too, is it was very hard because you're right, this is his first true stamp. Soto was bought for. The other stuff, emotionally, even with Pete last year, probably, we think that was a Cohen thing.
Even the pitching was like a year, 2 years. It wasn't no major moves.
Well, think about the four best players that he inherited. Your first baseman, your left fielder, your shortstop, and your closer. Those were all long contracts that you stepped into. Now, the Pete stuff, just based on the expiration point, they're dealing with that now. They dealt with it a year ago. We'll see where it goes. Left field, he's gone. Shortstop, better than Nimmo, obviously. Much less desirable contract to trade. So what was the logical thing to try to shift right now? It was left field.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.